Keep the frequency clear.
But guess what? You don't get to tell me when I can stop speaking. Well,
tune in to Queering the Air.
Report on trans and intersex issues with accuracy, dignity, and respect.
Yes, ma'am.
Change the narrative rather than combat the narrative.
Yes, queen!
I know who I am. It took me 20 years to get here, and I'm not going to let some idiot senator destroy that.
3CR Community Radio.
Our stories are best told when we are the ones telling them. It helps combat the perpetuation of stereotypes, misinformation, and lies.
The TGDNB culture is valid, critical, vital, and vibrant.
I discovered in the face of overwhelming prejudice and persecution an incredible strength through being fiercely fabulous.
Welcome to Queering the Air, Sundays from 3 to 4 on 3CR. 3CR is proud to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, traditional owners of the land from which we transmit people-powered radio. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
Yes, welcome on, welcome all to Zai Madison Moffat. My pronouns are she and her, and you're listening to Queering the Hour on 3CR 855 AM, also on digital audio band and online through 3cr.org.au/streaming. And I'm about to have my wonderful guests. Yes, I have guests today. Introduce themselves, names, pronouns, and general purpose in life, starting, let's have some fun, folks, starting with whoever wants to go first. Ha 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 ha.
It's you. I'm starting with you.
Off you go.
The director's told me that I'm starting, so I am C. Freeland. My pronouns are they, them.
Yep.
And my general purpose in life is to avoid answering as many questions as possible.
Oh, excellent. No.
It's perfect.
Well, I'm not so sure if you're in the right place, C.
I don't know. I might be lost.
But you've wandered in nonetheless, and so...
We're here. We're queer.
We'll see how we go, yeah. All right.
Well, hi. My name is Alara Cusack. I use she, her pronouns. What is my purpose in life?
Yes.
I describe myself as an artist of no fixed medium.
Fair enough.
You know, finding my way in the world.
Yeah, why be restricted by medium?
Indeed, indeed. But, you know, actressing for this particular film.
So, yes, yeah. Yes. And which is slightly giving away the reason for our third guest.
My name is Sarah Lamberg. I have been here before. Thanks
you have.
For having me back.
And you've been a guest via way of recorded interviews before, you know?
Absolutely. And yes. My pronouns are not pronouns. I'd rather no pronouns whatsoever
no
to
pronouns.
Exist in the world. But given that they do exist, you can just use any. How about that?
Yeah, okay. So people, when I say something like, Sarah has done this, that's me replacing a pronoun with something that might be more acceptable.
Perfect. Just say an elephant, or just say a giraffe, or just say a car. Whatever comes to your mind. And my purpose in life is not to be a cult leader.
Not to be a cult leader?
Yeah, it's not a cult.
But you're in danger of such things?
Well, we would like to tell everyone that camp therapy is definitely not a cult. So we just want to make that sure that everyone knows.
Yes, yes. So to explain, this is a theme for a film, is it not, that is currently in post.
Yes, it is.
That's where you sort everything out, isn't it, in post?
Yeah-ish. I don't have to because my actors were so great on set.
Oh. Yeah, they're lying.
No, that's entirely true. I disagree with C. All of the actors were fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So there, C. So there. Stop filming me. People are going to work out how nasty I am, truly. Anyway, okay, so... Now, that brings us to the whole purpose of us here today. My purpose is to facilitate a discussion about said film, Camp Therapy. Not out yet, but certainly in post. And there's a whole set of experiences, I think, in terms of particularly, I think, the filming and the acting that we could be talking about and sort of reflecting on one particular topic, I believe, by the sounds of things, which is... you know, the impact or lack thereof of conversion therapy within the queer world
yeah.
and various perspectives.
Yeah, so in a nutshell, camp therapy tells the story of conversion therapy, but for straight people.
Ah.
Because I think they need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little.
And it's, you know, it's not like the conversion therapy that goes the other way or attempts to.
Yep.
It's really quite kind. I mean, we're going to help them be better, whether they want to or not.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's a lot more fun than the conversion therapy that exists in this world.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, you know, what can we say? We got to help where we can, you know, even if, you know, I mean, I think the whole point from our stance of conversion therapy is that it's something that's brought upon society by those who aren't necessarily doing what they can to help.
Mm.
Yeah. 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 Oh, there you go. See, that was a little insight there. A little insight into my views.
So in the world of camp therapy, there exists the normality,
yes,
which is our queer experience.
Yes.
And then there exists cishet toxicitis.
Yes.
And that is the condition that we, through camp therapy, try and cure.
Yes, okay. No, they're very good. And is there much cruelty involved?
It's all very humane.
Yes.
Yeah, we believe in humane practices at camp therapy.
Excellent, yes.
I do believe my character did gag a few people, though.
Yes, well, you
very
know.
Very humanely, though.
Very humanely.
Humanely did so.
We did make sure all the straights had water and sunscreen as well. That was really important.
Well, you know, yes. I think that it's, you know, sometimes in clinical work, you know, it's a balance, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, certainly a balance is applied to queer people in many respects.
Mm. I mean, the part of the idea is that they do get a bit of a shock, right? It's a very different experience to what they're, you know, supposedly having in their toxic lives.
Yes.
So there's a bit of that. But I think watching it, a lot of people who are not toxic would think, oh, that actually looks like a really enjoyable thing to have done.
Yeah, yeah.
But the straights are not so happy about it in the film. Generally.
We definitely are already getting inquiries about camp therapy, how people can attend.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And what is your response to such inquiries?
I guess we'll need to make a sequel. Maybe we'll just need to create a whole thing out of this.
A whole movement.
Did someone say franchise? Trilogy?
Or maybe we'll all go get our certificate for in mental health.
Yeah, that's a good start.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, what would be, I think, the thesis that the film has directly with regards to conversion therapy? What would be the key message?
I think one of the things is, I mean, it's conversion therapy for heterosexuals, but one thing that goes like a theme in the film is that we're not trying to turn anyone gay.
No.
Like, it's very accepting of you are, it's okay if you're straight.
Yeah.
Like, you are who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're allowed.
Yeah. So I think even in this kind of satirical flipping the script, we are still very inclusive in our way of, I guess, treating people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's, and, you know, it's funny, but we also are directing the straights often towards the ways in which their toxicity harms them or the people around them.
Yes.
Which is not really what happens in sort of the awful conversion therapy that exists. It's always about, you know, converting to do what other people expect of you.
Yes.
And to fit a mold, not to improve your life and the lives of people around you. So it's got that different bent.
Yes. Yes.
That we really want them to see the ways in which their toxicity is harmful to themselves and especially to the people around them.
Yes. Yeah.
And in the world of the show, most people are referred to camp therapy rather than they decide to go themselves. Some of them do, but mainly they're referred by friends, family, colleagues, who say, yes, they really need to do this.
Yes. But, it sounds like they need to do it, not so they can join the queer monoculture. It's to accept the diversity.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, if they convert, that's great too. You know, they've had some good success.
It's entirely welcome.
Yeah. We've definitely had some success, and some of our camp participants have very successfully gone all the way.
Yes.
I'm happy to report.
Well, you know, I'd have to say that sometimes I watch on YouTube, you know, the occasional the occasional MAGA interviewee, and they're just so vehemently against, you know, this disgusting culture, you know, the of queer people, and you're looking at them, you're going, I bet I know what would happen if you just spent a couple of weekends at a gay writing retreat.
They'd be the first on the dance floor at Pride of our Footscray or something.
Right, you know, and it really is that ye doth protest too much, methinks.
Yeah.
The fellow who's at the peel at four and insisting that he's straight, you know.
Yeah, it's funny, that was me at one point, you know, I, at the age of about 18, 19, I wasn't insisting I was straight, but, you know, I would be hit on occasionally, if I may say so, because I was gorgeous, and I'd actually say, oh, thanks, mate, but I'm not really interested, you know, but I probably was. The end of a very sad story.
I think so many of us have had that experience, though.
Yeah.
Perhaps we need a camp therapy time machine.
Yes. Oh, heavens, simple. Put me in that. That's,
let's make it a hot tub, just like in that other film.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, looking back, you've always got those, you know. I always say, well, I went to Pride for 10 years relentlessly before I realised who I was. And, you know, because I was such a good ally.
Yeah.
And I was always always really, you know, in and close to the queer community as a great ally.
Well, I didn't even see it that way. It was just like culture. It's like, I'm in Sydney, this is the culture, you know? I mean, and I literally, as a result, I've been able to share with people that I saw The Scary Fairies and The Kylie Show, which were a show done by Miss 3D, you know, of Priscilla fame. You know, who did all the choreography and the costumes for Priscilla.
Right? Yeah, a film I always loved. I never quite understood why I was so attached to it.
Yeah, yeah. And people would say, occasionally, it's like, oh, I didn't realise you were openly queer that far back in your life. It was like, I wasn't. I was just there.
Yeah, I think it's about that representation there. Like, for myself, it took me ages to come out as trans because I didn't see any trans people like me.
Yeah.
I'm trans non-binary.
Yeah.
My first trans people I met, I was like, oh, well, that's not me, so therefore I am not.
Yes.
But then also my representation in film and media were things like Noel Fielding and like The Mighty Boosh, right? That was the only genderqueer representation we really had.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
like, I remember Noel Fielding's character at one point, I think there was the Live in Brixton video, and he goes, is it a boy? Is it a girl?
I'm the confuser. Really
The great confuser. Yeah.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, that's the other thing. I'm the great confuser. Yes. Okay, so we're going to have a little break with a little tuny poos. This is G Flip with their latest Bed on Fire. Beds on Fire is the Midnight Oil song.
Yes.
This
is
Bed on Fire by G Flip.
Which I imagine you should dance to.
Should do.
Mm-hmm.
And it will start very soon. I think it has started, but it's just a little quiet. Oh, there we are. Yes. Help them set the bed on fire.
Indeed.
That, the bed is, you know, an analogy for society. At least that's what I choose it to mean. Mm. And the fire is the radical queerness that transforms the world.
Mm.
There we go. That's my own.
That's beautiful.
Semi-informed analytical of the song. Thank you for listening. We're back on Queer in the Air, 3CR, 855 AM. And in fact, you never actually left. Mm-hmm. Digital audio band online at 3cr.org.au/streaming. And at the moment, it is... what is it? What time is it at the moment?
Hey there.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Radiothon.
Oh, it's Radiothon.
Radiothon.
Oh, wow.
Radiothon. I'm just kidding you.
I thought so.
I'm not a record.
No.
I'm a real T-boy. And you're listening to Radiothon on 3CR 855 AM. Hot on your radio dial, baby.
Yeah.
And what? You should donate, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
You can do it online. Wow. You can do it on the phone.
On the phone.
You can even send a check, man.
A check?
When's the last time you saw a check?
So long, man.
You don't have to do it, man.
No.
Don't stress.
No, it's okay,
don't
man.
Stress
I'll do
about it.
It. I'm not stressing.
Hey, it's just a suggestion, okay? It's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh.
It's all good.
Oh, thanks, man. Yes. Oh, yes. And that lovely sound of bread and that beautiful song, If. Just in case people aren't aware of where it comes from. That was DJ T-Boy just letting us know that it is still Radiothon month and you can still donate 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, on 03-9419-8377. And if we have inspired you to do so, please do mention that when they ask the question, is there a specific show that you would like to donate to? Unless you already have another show in mind, which is, that's cool, baby. It's all good. It's almost as if I might be the same person as DJ T-Boy. Yeah.
The great reveal.
The reveal.
So controversial.
Yeah.
I 100% heard Radio Thong.
Right.
At the first call, and I was like, oh, that sounds great. What's that?
Yeah. And radio.
Radio thong.
Yeah, pick up the frequency with your radio thong.
Mm. Or a tongue.
A radio.
Radio tongue.
No, my God. Okay. Thanks.
Did I go too far? Yeah. Surely not. Yeah. Me? Never.
Never.
Yeah, that's my job. It's my job. So, hello.
Hello.
Now, what's your name again?
I'm Lara, and I play Madame in the film.
Excellent. And what do you think led you generally in life to this pursuit?
It's quite a specific path for me. I transitioned 2 years ago next month.
Yes.
And the first event that I came out to, the community event for trans people, was a Trans Women's Society meeting.
Ah, congratulations.
And there were five of us. It's huge now, but at the start it was small. And Sarah was one of the people there.
Lovely.
And as is Sewe, invited me to a film festival that was all Sarah's films.
Yeah.
So I went and saw all of them and got to know each other and then started talking about this film.
Awesome.
And that's kind of been a branch out for me into a whole community and an arts community as well. And that was sort of the like pivotal moment.
Yeah, great.
In it. And
so there wasn't a journey as much that led you to this. This was part of the journey.
This is part of the journey. This is the journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. In fact, a critical part of the journey.
Yeah.
By the sounds of it.
Yes.
Or maybe pivotal.
Pivotal. Yeah. Yes. Certainly in the idea of like putting myself forward in a really public way.
Yeah.
Like that. And realizing that I could do that and wanted to do it.
Yes.
Was an important part of that journey. Yeah.
And what distinction, if any, do you see between putting yourself out there in public as an actor?
Mm-hmm.
And a thespian, mm-hmm. and as a person?
They're very intertwined.
Yes.
For me, like, you know, for like a lot of the dolls, you know, my presentation has always been quite performative. You know, it's a theatre kid, and so, you know, it feels like a natural thing.
Yes.
I do, like, I'm involved in community outside art stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, I have that place, but I, you know, I look and act the same, largely the same
in
places. Like, you know, even in the film, Madame's costumes are things that I thrifted or made, like that I would just normally wear, like this, what I'm wearing now.
Yeah.
You can see them on the radio, can't you?
It's making great radio.
Let me describe in detail the clothing.
No. But I think the meaning can be taken nonetheless.
Yeah. And so, Sarah, in talking about this film, and I'm sure that Sarah's better to ask about this particularly, but talked about wanting to get more trans people involved directly in film and in the arts and basically taking it upon themselves to make a film that involved that. So, it's a very long answer to the question, but I felt that when we were out and filming, it was really clear that it was like this piece of community.
Yeah.
That we were putting as a set, and we did have there are some straight people in the cast.
What?
I know. It was wonderful
because representation matters,
right?
Got to be right. Kind. It's to for
camp therapy's for everyone.
Leave no straight behind.
Yeah. And on the first night, you know, everyone's there gathered. We haven't started yet, but we're, you know, after dinner, and I just remember C and I just started talking in the ways that you normally would, you know, if you were with a bunch of trans or queer people, where yes. you're going straight to, you know, trauma swapping or talking about, you know, politics really, like, directly. And it was visible that the, I mean, all the straights are beautiful, wonderful allies.
Yeah.
But they could see and feel the difference there of being like, this is our space and you're very welcome. It's our space. So that's, like, the my journey in, like, being involved in the community, this is part of that as well.
Yeah, lovely. Oh, I love that. There's an intertwine between, in both answers that you have offered, and thank you for being so generous.
Yeah, you're very well.
there's that intertwine between the personal and the cultural. Yeah, lovely, yeah. Lovely. And now you, again, what is your name?
I'm C, and so I was C.
And I knew that, of course, because, yes. you know, it's just...
Yeah, because you can see me.
It's for the...
That's a C joke.
It's for... The, God's sake. No, but it's for the listeners who see you.
Oh, I guess I see.
Yes, you'll see. Yes. Thank you.
I do see.
This really could go on.
Could go on all day.
I can't.
And so I was the assistant director in the film, and I also played Sky, so one of the camp counselors.
Ah, so the sky and the sea.
Oh, yes, we reflect each other. What does that say about me? I don't know.
Yes, probably nothing.
Something about mirrors. and what's the other question? What brought me to this?
I mean, just generally, let's say if we looked at your life as a continuum, and then it's like, oh, look, at that particular point, I'm in this film.
Yeah, okay.
How would you summarize that?
Well, I think it was probably going to uni as a mature age student, and I guess my lived experience there.
Yeah.
I did a lot of work. Well, I did do some film work before then in a past life, but I think really what my journey was things like doing advocacy for LGBTQIA plus rights at universities, at institutions, work with like in diversity, inclusion and belonging, and doing things like making university propaganda. I shouldn't call it that, but it is. because we say that we believe in progressive inclusivity here.
Yeah.
And so things like that really took me, I guess, to meeting Sarah. And I just said, look, I'm a kind and bossy person, and I have all this other experience.
Like, not sure about the first bit, but
I said kind, not nice.
Oh, yes, that's right.
They're very different things. Very different.
Very different.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you basically had a chat with Sarah? And...
Yeah. I think I went to one of their film screenings they said they were thinking about doing a film during the Christmas period, knowing that it's a tough time for queer people, and they wanted to make a queer film. And I said, look, I can help in any way you like. I have a bit of extra experience. I have a little bit of production experience.
Yeah.
Did not expect to be doing both roles, but here we are. I loved it.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what was that like doing both?
It was rough. We were doing 18-hour days. Well, I was doing 18-hour days, being up at 5:30 and then down by, if I was lucky, 11:30.
Yeah.
And being like AD, you're running around thinking about all the logistics, looking at every single cast and crew member to try and make sure their needs are being met, yelling, where's the straights? We're missing a straight. That was a full-time job, trying to wrangle straights.
They do wander.
Yeah, they do.
You've got to have an electric fence.
Yeah, really, we did need that. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, my gosh, I'm in this scene. And I have lines.
Whoops.
Have I had enough sleep to know my lines? No. I know what everyone else is supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But it was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only got slightly more sleep because C would order me to sleep. Like, took it upon themselves to be looking after everyone on set.
Yeah.
Kind but bossy.
Kind but bossy.
That's right.
Definitely not nice.
That's what I've heard. Mm. Anyway, do you know, you actually feature in the edition 3 of Trans Creator.
Oh, do I? Yes, I haven't even seen that. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the stuff you wrote about your nail practice and how that fits in with culture. Yes.
Yeah, well, I made those nails and I wrote that while I was... So I also did part of a Master's of Public Policy, and I was writing a mini thesis called Scroll Share, Strip Our Rights, The Rise of the Anti-Trans Rhetoric in the Digital Era. Mm. How's that for a clickbait title?
Yeah, yeah.
And the nails I wrote about were really my experience of being like the student, the subject, and having to be the expert, and the tear in between that.
Yeah, okay.
You know, when so I guess that brought me here as well.
Yeah, for sure. All roads lead to
not film. A cult. Oh, film. Right, film. Yeah. Maybe a cult film.
It's definitely not a cult.
Definitely not.
I have to say it's starting to sound like one, but anyway, we'll move on.
It's not, though.
No, no. Icon told us it's not a cult, and we always do what Icon says.
And I must hit my quota for saying that it's not a cult, and I'm yet to meet my daily quota today.
It's not a cult. And speaking of things that aren't a cult, what are we listening to right now?
Hey there, you're listening to Queering the Air.
Coming to you live and direct on 855 AM. Or live streaming, man. That's cool. On 3cr.org.au/streaming. Or you can hear it on demand, man. That's just wild. Or not. It's all cool, man. It's all good.
There seems to be some sort of passive aggressiveness to DJ T.
Who is this mysterious stranger?
That's the 3CR chicken.
Where is it? Is that under the table?
That's the 3CR chicken, yeah. Oh, the 3CR chicken is actually originally the 3CR Radiothon chicken.
Oh.
Yeah. Now it's more broadly. And you'll be able to see the 3CR Radiothon chicken at our community day, which I'll get some info on so that I can share that before the show is over.
Yes. I have a question.
Yes.
When did the chicken's egg crack?
When did the chicken's... this is a spiritual chicken. There's no egg.
Please excuse our director, Sara. They're finished.
Well, Sunflower, who's listening in here and is 8, just looked at me and said, "Oh, they're as strange as you are, Mum." Thank you, Dad.
Yeah, you're right, Sunflower. The 3CR chicken is strange. Thankfully, my normality is here to balance it out. Yes. So, yes, as he said, DJ T-Boy said, listening to 3CR, Queering the Air. Now, you, what's your name?
My name is Sarah.
Again. Excellent. Again. Thank you very much. And, yeah.
I feel like I'm at school.
Now
present.
That's right. And now you answer by rote the questions that I previously presented.
Oh, but I haven't done my homework. I didn't know or anything.
In the corner.
How did I end up here?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I have made a few feature films before.
Yes.
I've released 4 feature films to date, and then a couple of years had gone by, and I was like, I hadn't directed another feature. I'm starting to feel like my life has got no purpose. What do I do? And I decided that by the end of last year, I had to shoot a film. I made this decision about, I think it was about February. I was like, I need to do it. I need to set myself a time limit. Otherwise, I will no longer feel like a film director.
Right, right.
And then that time kept creeping closer and closer and closer, because I was just having too much fun with all my queer clubs.
Yeah.
All the social circles that I attend. And
yeah, it's plenty of them.
So many, darling. I don't know how you manage it.
That time was really running very, very low. And then I was like, oh, but there's that time in between Christmas and New Year's when all of us queers don't do anything because, you know, we don't all have those beautiful family gatherings that some other people do.
Indeed.
Let's do something with that time. So I put up just a gentle inquiry online of who of my beautiful people would like to do something fun with me and make a film.
Yeah.
I was very generous. I opened that up to straight people as well.
Well, you know.
As all my queer buddies.
Those poor, poor straights. There's so little out there for them.
I know. We really need to
have to make sure they feel included.
Where's their pride parade?
That's right.
Yeah. And when's their pride month?
Well, at Camp Therapy, we leave no straight behind.
So excellent.
So that everyone knows.
So important.
Yeah. So out of that, and for me as a film director, like I meet so many actors out there and they're like, oh, I've heard you make films. Oh, I really want to be involved. And I'm like, well, have you seen any of that? Have you seen any of my films?
Mm.
Oh, no, but I've heard that they're really good. I'm like, well, that doesn't mean anything to me. You have to actually see my films to know what they're like, because they're very unusual.
Such a diva.
I know. But then again, I am queer, so you know.
Phrased like that, it sounds unreasonable. It's not unreasonable at all to be like, if you want to be in my film, maybe have seen some of my films.
Have some idea of what the work you do.
Thank you.
Particularly with your style, I think it's important and it makes your work a lot easier.
How dare I?
Yeah.
So then I first reached out to the community that came to see all my films last year at the Winter Warmers Film Festival. And from those screenings, just heaps of people put their hand up and said, yeah, I'm also not doing anything in between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
I also want to make film with you. And that's where it started.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. And the whole experience of making it has made me feel like I can direct again. So thank you.
Yes. Mm. And what makes it so important for you to be a film director? Because it does seem like there's a strong theme, not just that you do it, but I think on at least three separate occasions, you either directly said it or strongly implied that you must be one.
Maybe it just makes me feel like I have got a purpose in the world.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe I have always been a storyteller, I guess, from the beginning of my human form.
Yes, whatever that is, you know.
Yeah.
Human-like form.
That's how everyone says it, don't worry.
I did do a bit of theatre kid being in my life, but I think I was always like a little bit too introverted for theatre. Whereas film for me is like I can do film as an introverted person, because there's a lot of sections of it that I can do introverted. It just lends itself to who I am a lot better than stage work, for example.
And so much behind that lens rather than in front of it.
And like you get to combine so many different art forms that you love into film and present them.
Yeah, so which ones were they? I mean, writing comes to mind.
There's music. And I do like humans, even if I am an introvert. I like humans. So you can get to have around. You can be selective. You can frame out the ones that you don't want.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Fix it in post.
Fix it in post. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. I guess I just feel like that's my path in life.
Yeah. Yeah,
I will say, watching Sarah direct, you know, you drop into a place
when you're there,
and like embody the kind of calm but stern and clear. Like you've got the picture in your mind, and making it very clear to everyone else, like what you want, and you do have that. Seems like it comes from within you, and then you embody it while you're doing it. So I can see that the drive to be a director is a deep one.
Sarah has been described as the trans Clint Eastwood.
member of the Republican Party?
I don't know enough Clint Eastwood.
The trans facts. Member of the Republican Party, yes. Clint Eastwood.
Yes, I think they said trans femme Clint Eastwood.
No comments.
No, I wouldn't. I'd leave that right there.
That one's for actual therapy to dig through. Yeah.
But I think there's a lot in what Elara is saying, like that. I love that focus that I can have in film set. And I love being that calm. And perhaps other times in my life, I'm not always that calm and that focused and that aware of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I need to create these situations.
Yeah. Mm. And you've said in the past that you don't consider yourself, when you've been a friend of the show in the past, that you don't consider yourself necessarily a queer film maker, but you are a queer filmmaker.
Yeah, I just feel like we as humans are so diverse within ourselves that not everything is about being queer.
No, of course.
First and foremost, you're just yourself, and not every queer filmmaker has to make only queer films or queer art. And
Or expressedly queer
films and queer art. Yeah, because like that would be just putting yourself in a very limiting box. Mm. And why would you do that?
Yeah, yeah. But on the other hand, perhaps if you are genuinely making queer content, then there is that also that non-queer element, because that's part of queer life. There's distinctively queer elements and not particularly distinctively queer elements in a queer life or in any queer pursuit.
Yeah, I mean, you bring your values with you to whatever work you do.
Yeah.
Particularly if you're a writer-director, when you've already created the script as well and you don't just jump in to direct someone else's text.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously your life values are there, and how the queerness would be separate from those values is beyond me. Obviously it comes through every layer of the work, yeah.
Yeah.
Avoiding being, like, reductive. Right, you're not just the one element that society wants to point to and say, ah.
Right, right.
You know. Yeah, we're complete people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not stereotypes. We're, what's the opposite of stereo? We're monotypes.
Oh, God.
Creative explosions.
not a cult member.
we're not in a cult, that's for sure. That much I know. Mm.
No, they've mentioned that four times now. It's a bit of concern.
I'm getting close to the quota.
So we're going to play a little ditty. This is Empty Threats. Empty Threats are a queer core group that are based in Adelaide. And this is their latest track, Want Someone. Well, there you go. That's what Queer Core sounds like from Adelaide. That was the Empty Threats with Want Someone. Yes, I remember a few colleagues have actually commented that my queer music preferences are a bit punky. Yes, they are. A bit punky. And very, very unpunky. We're about to hear a song now. And it's all going to be... this is a trigger warning. Prepare to be disturbed.
Yes, well, I'll give it a quick intro, because all the best songs need an explanation.
Indeed.
This is Camp Therapy Jingle, sort of a cross between an advertising jingle and a campfire song. So you have to imagine the straights perhaps being forced to learn the words until they're good at it. Madame's main talents are in helping straights, not necessarily playing guitar, so be gentle. And Sunflower's going to sing along with me. All right.
Off you go.
Okay. Camp therapy, send your straights here to be free. Camp therapy, in the hills or by the sea. Camp therapy, kiss your set toxicitis. Camp therapy, they really want to do this. Camp therapy, it's almost free. Camp therapy, with generous government subsidy. Camp therapy, Cusis head toxicitis. Camp therapy, they really need to do this. Camp therapy, icon reminds us that camp therapy. Camp therapy, send your straights here to be free. Camp therapy, in the hills or by the sea. Camp therapy, cures your head toxicitis. Camp therapy, they really want.
this. Camp therapy. It's almost free. Camp therapy. Generous government subsidy. Camp therapy. Kisses have toxicitis. Camp therapy. They really need to do this. Camp therapy. My con reminds us. Leave no strength behind. Camp therapy. We'll 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 leave no strength behind.
Truly chilling.
We good are Lord. Participating freely.
Yes, and government subsidy.
We can dream.
Oh. I have heard they really do want to do this.
I have heard there really isn't any government subsidy.
Yeah. I love it. They, what is it, 27 times the song says they really want to do this?
Yes, yes. Like all good jingles, it does repeat things over and over again.
Yeah, reinforce things. Yeah, true yeah. or untrue. Yeah.
We might make the Straits sing, we really want to do this.
Yes. All right. So, what time of the year is this?
Hey there. It's Radiothon. Radiothon. Radiothon.
Radiothon.
Radiothon.
He tries.
So I can hear
yeah, I can't unhear it.
What can't you unhear?
Radiothong.
Radiothong.
Radiothong, yes. Hey, it's Radiothong. Mm-hmm. Tune into the frequency with Radiothong.
Yeah,
next
I mean,
year, just sell Radiothongs.
Lots of people know it's Radiothong, but maybe some people would donate to Radiothong.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Either way, donate by Monday to Friday, calling 03-9419-8377. And again, if you are so inclined to share that it was Queering the Hour that inspired you to do so, then please do answer the question, is there a particular show that you'd like to donate this to, say, Queering the Hour? Unless, of course, it was another show. Because, of course, it will be other shows as well.
I don't know any other show.
You don't know
there
any?
There are other shows.
There are other shows.
I only know Queering the Hour.
I've got to sleep at some point, yeah. There are other shows. Yeah, so we're now going to start with our little segment, and that segment is What's Going On? Now, what is going on in the world that is Qua?
Well, if you want to come and see some films, if you want to see Camp Therapy,
yes.
You're going to have to wait a few months. Yes. But in the meantime, you can come and see Camp Therapy Trailer,
yes.
Which is also quite queer. Would we say it's quite queer?
Yes, it queer? It's delightful.
It's delightful.
It's queerly queer.
It's queerly
queer. Queer. Yeah. So you can come and see it at the Eclipse Cinema this Sunday at 6 p.m. and next Sunday, 6 p.m, where you can also see my other films, the ones that are already completed.
Yeah.
So yeah, Eclipse Cinema in Collingwood, 6 p.m. this Sunday and next Sunday. That's happening.
Cool.
Is this Sunday today?
That is today.
That is
yes.
today.
Okay. All day.
It's almost as if we were going there right after this.
Almost.
I know where I am and what I'm doing as soon as C tells me.
I'll tell you what else is going on today. Although it's... it does go on every month, so I will flag it still, although it is today this month and it's about to finish, is Polyamorous Plus Discussion, Carlton Edition. Yes, so, you know, at the Kathleen Syme Library and Community Centre. Next one is on the 26th of July, as I say, the 28th of June, that's today. So from 1:30 till 4:30. So that's pretty cool, you know. And basically they host this group. People come together, sharing, discussing their own personal triumphs, challenges and difficulties with polyamory and non-monogamy more generally. So, yeah, I consider, you know, that part of the queue in queer, I think.
Absolutely. Fun little fact about Polyamory Plus Victoria. Is yours. That who you just said?
Oh.
Yeah, I think they, on this coming Thursday at Littlefoot Bar, are doing a karaoke night. I know that because I'm very close with the host.
Lovely.
The host is me.
Yes. It's very close with the host, and you're the hostess the most.
Mm-hmm. Did you mention your karaoke?
Oh, and then the following day.
Ooh.
And then on Thursday, yours. Also at Littlefoot Bar, I'll be hosting with my best Judy Blair, C. Blair's karaoke at Littlefoot Bar as well.
C. and Blair's?
C. Blair's. Come see Blair's karaoke.
Ah, karaoke.
It's really very fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's an integrated space.
At Littlefoot Bar.
At Littlefoot Bar, yes.
Bar.
From about 7 p.m., I think.
Which is in Footscray.
In Footscray.
Cool. Bad Girls Club Night. Saturday the 27th of June.
Which
I can't read that.
That
was yesterday. Can't read that out.
That is, I'm sure that's in the past. Don't do that.
Sorry, Bad Girls. Can't do it. Too late. Thorn Harbour Country. They're having on the 2nd of July. Phew, that's not too late. They're having their morning inclusive social cuppa and community barbecue. This thing's getting bigger. Soon it will also be with a finger buffet and, you know, an indoor-outdoor plants. Thorn Harbour Country, monthly inclusive social cuppa and community barbecue, 2nd of July 2026 at 58 Mundy Street, Bendigo, also known as the Thorn Harbour Country Office. What times? Time is from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. I went there a while back, really great, you know, nice people. Plenty of cakes and bickies, but apparently now a barbecue. I can't vouch for the barbecue. They didn't have that when I was there.
You had me at barbecue.
Yeah.
So, there's a really cool book club.
Yes.
Trans Ecological Book Club.
Ecological.
Yeah. So that's on Mondays once a month. So it's coming up this Monday.
Yes.
And it's at the library portal in Northcote.
Oh, Northcote, yep.
Yeah. I think it's 6:30, but you've got to check the time somewhere on the interwebs.
On the interwebs, but the name again, just for the interweb searches.
It's called Trans Ecological Book Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've been a couple of times. I'll probably be going again.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. And then on Tuesday, Philmonic is doing a short film night at the Eclipse Cinema. So that starts at 6 p.m. That's a pretty cool event. And I think I will be showing our trailer again.
Yes.
Awesome.
And what? Trans Women's Society.
Trans Women's Society, yes.
Yes.
Our next meeting, we meet Fridays once a month at the Fox up in Fitzroy.
Oh!
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. That's the one I mentioned earlier was the first.
Did
the
that
first one
used
I went
to have Palmer? Like the place and you all, you know, Palmer was one of the big features of the hotel?
I've had their eggplant Palmer.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So
it's a bit of a dinner, right?
It's a dinner, yeah. People often eat, they don't always. But 7 o'clock on a Friday, and you can find the Melbourne Collective Facebook group as well.
Yeah, wonderful.
It's pretty big now, and it's a lot of fun.
Doesn't the Melbourne Collective also meet online?
Yes. So Trans Women's Society is a hybrid. So we've got local collectives that meet in the capital cities. We started in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And there's a safe space online.
Yes.
And we believe it is now the largest safe space for trans women in the world.
And I think
over 10,000 members.
And it's funny you say in the world because I believe I was part of that on occasions about 2 years ago. There were Americans joining in simply because it was one of the few safe spaces they knew of to congregate and talk with fellow gender queers.
Yeah, there are quite a few Americans.
Yeah,
so it must
be the same one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people like Alexis from memory. Anyway, these may not be names. And as a result, I'm sort of Facebook friends with these people, you know, as a result, although I haven't shown up. So it's a great way to just get to loosely know.
Yeah.
You know, fellow queers.
I'd love to find ways that we could support our sisters and other trans people in the US.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of issues. I mean, Queering the Air listeners will know that we've on occasions had Vadim, who was a Russian emigre who, when we last spoke on and broadcast a discussion with them, they were in Kazakhstan. And because Kazakhstan is part of the Commonwealth of Independent States, it's not necessarily, in other words, part of the Russian
sphere,
you know,
of influence,
still wasn't very safe. So I can happily report, as a matter of fact, that Vadim, for those interested, is now in Belgium, and which is a much safer option, and even may have now some prospects of work. Awesome. Yeah, which is very important. Yeah. So, but I know what you mean. I mean, you don't have to look far, do you, to see people who are who need help at the moment because of the shift in sociopolitics.
And we're all doing our bit as part of the transgender insurgency to make sure that the same doesn't happen in Australia and to protect ourselves and each other and community.
Here I was thinking I was the most boring, you know, old lady in the world.
I know.
And then some red-haired little so-and-so gets up on a national platform and makes me realise I'm part of this, I'm part of this subversive culture.
Yeah. Like,
how cool.
And gorilla transgender warfare. Insurgency is a great description of what the film is.
I want to start a band. Called that.
Yes. I think you better hurry up because I think there are a number of people with the same idea.
Okay. It's just like, what are you doing this week? Let's do it.
I guess I'm starting a band.
Yes.
Here I was, like I said, here I was thinking I'm really boring and daggy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I'm hot.
Yeah, this hot insurgent. Yeah. I had to look it up as well, what the definition was.
Just to be careful. Yeah, I mean, we all kind of sort of know, but, if we're going to be that, if we're actually going to
I went on the Wikipedia for the guidelines, really.
Yeah. Steps. Exactly. Yeah. There's a process.
Yeah.
Because if she wants an insurgency, I'll bloody give it to her.
Oh, it's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Yeah. Right.
I've got a couple of more events that I can mention, and then we need to talk about camp therapy.
Hold on. We've got 4 minutes.
Okay.
You can mention the fundraiser, and then we shall go.
Yes, let's do that then. Screw the other events.
Yeah. Screw them. Yeah.
Well, there are two ways that you can support Camp Therapy because we need funding to send this film to the rest of the world because we think we're doing something really cool here in Australia that the rest of the world necessarily can't do as freely as we can do here. We can make a film that's about a conversion therapy for heterosexuals, and which is funny, and it's been made all by trans cast and trans crew and a few allies.
Yes.
And so if you want to support us, you can either come to our fundraiser, which C will tell you about in a minute, or right now, just now that you're listening to this, you can jump online and you can take part in our fundraising campaign on the Australian Cultural Funding. Mm. So, I guess the easiest way is to go to Camp Therapy Movie on Instagram and just follow our links. Mm-hmm.
If you Google Camp Therapy Australian Cultural Funding, you also find your way to the page.
Yeah, lovely. C, fundraiser.
Yes. So on the 23rd of August, we are very early planning a Camp Therapy variety show fundraiser event. It's going to be also, again, I'm naming this a few times, at Littlefoot Bar. Mm. We're going to have a variety of different performers. I believe, hopefully, some stalls as well.
Transgender insurgency will be playing.
Just a lot of insurgency.
Lovely.
Yes. Yeah. So that's going to be from about 3 or 4 till 7. And if we can get a DJ till 11.
Okay.
And if people are queer or, I guess, an ally too, and would like to get involved in performing, please message us at Camp Therapy Movie on Instagram.
Yeah. Help us take the film to a big audience, an international audience.
It's
ripe for being seen and being appreciated really widely. So if the community here, who are the only ones really hearing about it a lot right now, can help us out, if you can, it would be much appreciated.
Lovely. All right, so you've been listening to Queering the Air on 3CR 855 AM on your radio dial, digital audio band, and also online via 3cr.org.au/streaming. Now you will be listening to the fabulous, the wonderful, the one, the only Salaam radio show. As you know, a big fave of mine, and we will close out with an explanation as to what we ended with, which was...
Meow, 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 me
meow 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 me